Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listening.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for helping me celebrate the 18th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. I appreciate you very much. We couldn't do without our great member, the great members of our Brain Trust, and no one fits that bill more than our good friend Joel Barker. Joel has been part of our Brain Trust now for almost 10 years. He's one of the top futurists of our time, the author of so many books, including my favorite, and I mean this, folks, if you buy this book, you will thank me later, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. That is a seminal work, in my opinion, of Joel's, and but among other things, he's also a filmmaker. You can find his films at in other locations that we'll mention a little bit later on, but I want to bring Joel in here because Joel introduces us to things, folks, as a futurist, that are coming at us from the future. And now 9, almost 10 years later, we're starting to, we've been experiencing some of the things that he told us about way back, and he's our good friend Joel Barker. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for those kind words, Jim. It's always fun to talk to you.
Well, my pleasure, and I mean it. I mean all of them. And so, you know, one of the things, Joel, real quickly, is 3D printing. You told us about 3D printing 9, 10 years ago.
Yep.
And
yep.
It's coming to pass. I mean, this. We'll have to talk about that. I'll have to tell you a story about one of my Brain Trust members who's doing 3D printing to the level where he can't tell me about it, or he'll have to kill me. Yes, it's pretty secretive stuff. So
it is. The new manufacturing for probably 80% of what we're doing.
Yep.
And it will change everything in terms of distribution and location and customization. And it's happening.
His operation is literally connected to a major shipping hub.
Yeah.
He's exactly. Literally a door, an overhead door away from their beehive.
Yep.
Yeah. So, all right, let's move on, though, and talk about... In the world of medicine, one of the things you've been doing for a long time is helping us see some of the new things that are coming at us in the world of medicine. You've got a couple of those, one about asthma and one about cancer.
Right, and there's a sub-theme behind both of them, which is a drug that was used successfully for something else has now been applied to several really important problems and have had not just a little success, but amazing success. So I will tell you about both of them, then we can talk about what this means in terms of drug use.
Quickly, go ahead, the asthma drug.
The asthma drug is called Singular. It turns out that researchers in Germany at Peristalsis Medical University in Salzburg, I love peristalsis, you know, I always thought, well, that was a swallowing thing, it was a guy. Anyway, they took a drug called Singular and applied it to old rats and young rats to see what it would do in terms of its effects on the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And what it did is it, in the course of about 3 weeks of treatment, took animals that were 20 months old, which is equivalent to being 65 to 70 in human terms, and backed them up to the equivalent of young rats.
Wow.
So the inflammation
in terms
of the brain...
In terms of inflammation in the brain?
Inflammation went down, cognition went up.
Wow.
Cell growth.
Where do
improved.
I get this?
Well, it's Singular. Here's the thing. It's on the market.
Really?
Yeah. And because it's on the market, it's already been tested for side effects. And what they did is they gave the equivalent dosage to the rat of a human being. So what they're saying is people are taking this dosage already.
Wow.
So one of the things that comes out of this
Singular.
Is they now, yeah, but they can go look at a population of people who have been taking this. Nobody's been measuring them for their brain cognition.
Mm-hmm.
So we will know very quickly if this is as true or at least somewhat true for human beings.
And but one of the side effects is it might make you want to eat more cheese, right? and all right, so now the one on cancer.
Now the one on cancer is actually Parkinson's, and it's a drug called nilotinib, N-I-L-O-T-I-N-I-B. Again, It has been successfully used on certain cancers, and somebody said, let's try it on Parkinson's.
Yeah.
And the result was literally that all 100% of the volunteers improved. Now, think about that as a test drug. You're saying, I wonder if this will work, and everybody does better. People who could not walk were walking. People who could not talk began to talk. The one downside, and I don't consider this a downside, but it's not a cure.
Right.
It manages the Parkinson's, but what it does is it changes the quality of life dramatically for these people. Now, the challenge, and this is a Novartis challenge, it's very expensive. It's $10,000 a month.
Wow.
But you know what that's also like? Make it by the mile, sell it by the inch.
Right. That's exactly right. And of course, we have to remember that Viagra was originally for hair loss, right?
Exactly right.
Another example. Hold on to that thought. Joe Barker and I will be right back, folks. More to come after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.